Hello, this is Blue Sky Radio's Kevin Fernio, here with another community call-out. Who are we catching up with this time around? Let me introduce you to Sue, who's a member of the Audley Community Library. It's very, very much a case of getting your library books stamped. Sue, hello.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Good. What are you reading at the moment?
What am I reading at the moment? Well, I'm reading The Salt Path.
Oh, The Salt Path. Have you seen the film?
I have seen the film and I cried all the way through it. I sobbed.
Give it a go. Let's find out a little bit more about Audley Community Library. I think I'd be right in saying in the last couple of years, firstly, there's been a changing of the guard.
There has. Audley Community Library, as many run by Staffs County Council, made that transition from Staffs County Council-led to volunteer-led in 2016. And we're very excited to say that 2026, we will be one of the libraries in the second tranche of the volunteer-led libraries under Staffs County Council, who will receive funds of £30,000 for a refurbishment programme.
Wow. Cash that you can very, very much use, I don't for 1 minute doubt.
Very much so. It has to be, and rightly so, on community-facing services. So we can't go ahead and refurbish our kitchen, but it's all about addressing how the community want to use our library, what they want to see in our libraries, and how they want to use our libraries. So it's really exciting.
A totally volunteer-run service for the community. How big a team of volunteers are you then?
There's 22 of us, all doing different hours. A usual shift, you might say, of a volunteer librarian is 3 hours, usually 10 till 1 or 1 till 4. But some volunteer librarians will just do perhaps 2 hours. Occasionally, a volunteer will do all day, you know, to cover for a holiday leave or sickness or something like that. But we can never have too many volunteers. We're always looking for volunteers. Now, volunteers come in all shapes and sizes, from literally from people who volunteers who maybe are still working or work part time or just on the cusp of retiring or have been retired for many years and came to be a volunteer librarian because perhaps their home circumstances had changed and they needed to find an outlet, a suitable outlet, for them to re-engage with the community. So hopefully in this next academic year starting in September, because our 22 volunteers are made up from people from all walks of life, we have a volunteer who was a nurse in the Navy. We've got civil servants, local government officers, health visitors, nurses, teachers, a whole range of volunteers. We're going to put on a little careers event for our primary schools. Come and talk to us as, yes, we are volunteer librarians, as you see, but we've also had a past life and we can talk about it and share our journey with you.
Reconnecting with your community, that says a lot, not only about Audley Community Library, but libraries across the country, I'd like to think. Libraries today, they're more than just books, as in getting your book stamped, your book updated. They are a real hub for any local community, yeah?
They are indeed, yeah. Audley Community Library really is following the trend that's not just in Staffordshire, but across the country, in that footfall is rising. But it's not through people actually taking books out. It's people are coming to libraries to take advantage of the other events and activities that libraries are delivering. And we've been very fortunate in Audley in that we received funding from Titanic Brewery to host a range of cultural events, and the parish council and our local Rotary, who have funded our children's Lego club. So the events that we have done during this past 12 months, we're very fortunate in Audley to have our own resident sculptress, Jane Robbins. And she came to talk about what actually got her into being a sculptress. and some of the amazing sculptures that she's done around the country. So we had a lovely afternoon with Jane, followed by afternoon tea. They're all free, by the way, these events. And then we were very lucky to be the first library in Staffordshire to host a roving exhibition by Staffordshire Heritage on the history of food. And to give it a bit more of a life, we invited Kath Reynolds, an ex-librarian who goes around the country giving talks, who came and did a talk on the history of convenience foods. And that evening, we had corned beef pie provided by our local takeout across the road from the library. We keep it very local. We use all our partners within the village. So we did that. We did, of course, World Book Night, where readers were encouraged to bring a book that they'd read that was set in another part of the world. But what was so great about that night, that one of our librarians had actually, as a child, her family had gone out to the Arctic Circle. And her only enjoyment was the library on the Arctic Circle, because they only had 4 hours of electricity in any one day. So books were her salvation, if you like. So she actually won a competition in that library. And she talked about how it really started her love of books.
When we talk about libraries, as I've already mentioned, Audley Community Library, first, this might seem like a silly, silly question to pose, but I know you've asked me to do so. Where are you actually based? Because you've got people locally who don't know where the library is.
This is absolutely true. We are in Hall Street in Audley. We are, if people know where Audley Surgery is, we are virtually right next door. In fact, it's Audley Surgery, the chemist, the bowling green, and then the library. Right next door to the theatre, which is also very good.
Okay. And as I've already mentioned here, any library up and down the country, more and more these days, becoming the glue, the hub of any local community. You mentioned the Lego Club, you've mentioned sculpturing. Just to say that other things happening at Audley Community Library, different talks, different presentations, children's activities, language clubs, cultural events. The list just runs and runs and runs. Is this a case of you coming up with the ideas, or is it a case of those using the library coming to you saying, it would be great if we could have a course or a class ABC XYZ?
Yeah, very much a mix. We had parents who were asking about language clubs for children, particularly Spanish. And then when the elderly population of Audley, the adults, got to hear wind of, oh, you're doing a children's Spanish club, what about us as adults? So we have our first taster of an adult Spanish class tomorrow. And we are hopeful of next World Book Night. We're working very hard currently to try and partner up with a library in Spain. And we're hoping on the next World Book Night next year that we will have a link up with that library in Spain.
That is absolutely fantastic. Of all the things you've done, your connection with Audley Community Library, here's one to throw at you, Sue. What are you most proud of, what you've achieved, what you individually or you as a team have done? Something unique, something unusual in the way of a course, possibly a presentation, an event that you've helped to stage, all in the name of Audley Community Library.
That's a real hard one. It's a real hard one because all the events that we've hosted so far have gone down really well. We've got, you know, people asking for more and more events, coming up with those ideas. It's not just coming from us as volunteers. Parents asking. We have a children's creative writing club starting next week. But to answer that question, that's a real hard one. I guess the key to success that has been for us over the last 12 months is that all volunteers and the community really pulling together. Volunteers, you know, accepting that, you know, at times you may not always be on with the person that you know you've always wanted to be on, or the one that you first joined with, but at times because of sickness or holidays you're going to be on with a different volunteer. People coming in asking, can I volunteer, from all walks of life, you know, I work full time but I can offer you a Saturday. And one of the real kind of joys has been that the whole community, particularly the businesses in Audley, have recognised what we're doing and what we're trying to do, and are supporting us in many ways, from either putting leaflets in their windows, Tesco's supporting us for our warm spaces, with the Christmas raffles and the other raffles that we might have through the year, all the businesses making a donation, but also ourselves working in partnership with the new committee at the Pensioners Hall, with the patient panel at the surgery, because we're very keen to develop some services for dementia care and for people who suffer from dementia, and with the theatre, and the community centre. It's about coming together and all pulling in the same direction for the benefit of, you know, that quiet, out of the way place, Audley.
It's incredible to think a common love of books is pulling a community together, and some incredible, incredible different meetups, events, talks, presentations that are taking place on a regular basis. We did mention a little earlier, if you would like to volunteer to be a member of the Audley Committee Library, if you'd like to know more about the different courses that are run at Audley Community Library, Sue, just remind us of your telephone number.
Yes, it's 01782 720527. I'll repeat that again, 01782 720527. But please call in. We are open Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays and Fridays, 10 till 4. On Saturdays, 10 till 1. We are closed on Wednesdays, but we use those days for people who might want to hire our facilities for meetings or for creative clubs and all kinds of things like that.
Continue the good work that you do at Audley, my fellow bookworm. And thank you, Sue, for joining us here on Blue Sky.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you. Thank you so much.